Und Frau Liebe betrachtet?
Also in child, that many different times, or was there a longer period of time when you did it?
I did it on many different occasions.
Is there any kind of similar story that you had that was kind of funny you can remember with some of his things or some of his kind of people talk to these that you can?
Not really. When I was, I had, because you, before you start upatthana, you Ajahn Chah, then you really have to have a bit more language down, so that feeling, and so that by observing, then you get a sense of what is, what's within bounds and what's not, and so that I tended to keep my eyes and ears open. There's lots of times when you're with him, and what you have to do is really pay attention to what he wants, what the circumstances are, and wait for cues. You have to be really, it's a real mindfulness training really clue in to make sure that you're getting a decent sense of what one, what he needs, what he wants, and then also what is not appropriate. So then I think I had kept my eyes and ears open pretty well. So I mean, it's not that I'm sure I made mistakes, but the boundaries that I overstepped were all that much. I never asked him for anything. It just never occurred to me to ask Ajahn Chah for anything. Didn't really can't remember it being I think also having seen how just noticing that because Ajahn Chah always tuned in to people, and if you we're coming from a place of aversion or desire, then he invariably, he was ahead of you. So that whenever there was some kind of desire or aversion, then that was a time to be really careful. So it's like Ajahn Chah. The very first time when I chanted the Patimokkha, it's the first time, there's 40 monks in the hall, and the very first time that I chanted it, and then he started cracking jokes, and making fun of my accent, and so I said, "Oi, so I was chanting like some sort of Tibetan monk." I made a point of, okay, really keep focused. He's trying to rile me, and my duty is to keep my mindfulness and clarity. And then I made a point of, after finishing, then coming over and sitting with Lopal and waiting for him to say something, and just to sort of say, okay, I wasn't rattled. Okay. So then he would look for occasions to see see if you were getting swept up in something, getting caught in some kind of a fantasy or desire or proliferation, you know, some aversion. And he would be unrelenting if you were stuck in some aversion. He wouldn't let you. I wouldn't indulge it. And so that it was inevitably painful if one did. Also, so you know, things like when you know he liked things done in a certain way, so that if he didn't do it in the right way, then or what he felt was the right way, then he would redo it. And it was up to you to pay attention and to mimic that rather than trying to teach him what your right way is. that was a very much a part of a training as well.